Some company came and shot the gun crew of a 150-millimeter howitzer emplaced in the mouth of a well-camouflaged cave. The Japanese defended their big artillery piece with their rifles and died to the last man. Farther on, we tried to get a group of enemy in a burial vault to surrender, but they refused. Our lieutenant, Mac, jumped in front of the door and shouted in Japanese, "Do not be afraid. Come out. I will not harm you." Then he fired a complete 20-round magazine from his submachine gun into the door. We all just shook our heads and moved on. About a half hour later, the five or six Japanese rushed out fighting. Some of our Marines behind us killed them. Our battalion was one of the first American units to reach the end of the island. It was a beautiful sight, even though there were still snipers around. We stood on a high hill overlooking the sea. Below, to our left, we saw Army infantry advancing toward us, flushing out and shooting down enemy soldiers singly and in small groups. Army 81-millimeter mortar fire kept pace ahead of the troops, and some of our weapons joined in coordination. We got a bit edgy when the Army mortar fire kept getting closer and closer to our positions, even after the unit had been appraised of our location. One of our battalion officers became furious as the big shells came dangerously close. He ordered a radio man to tell the Army officer in charge that if they didn't cease fire immediately, our 81s would open fire on his troops. The Army mortars stopped shooting. The night of 20 June, we made a defensive line on the high ground overlooking the sea. My mortar was dug in near a coral road and was to illuminate or fire HE on the area. Other guns of the section covered the seaward part of the company's sector. Earlier, we had seen and heard some sort of strange-looking rocket fired by the Japanese from over in our Army's sector. The projectiles were clearly visible as they went up with a terrible screaming sound. Most of them exploded in the 8th Marines area. The things sounded like bombs exploding. A call came for every available corpsman to help with casualties resulting from those explosions. The Japanese on Okinawa had a 320-millimeter spigot mortar unit equipped to fire a 675-pound shell. Americans first encountered this awesome weapon on Iwo Jima. I don't know whether what we saw fired several times during the last day or two on Okinawa was a spigot mortar, but whatever it was a frightful-sounding weapon that caused great damage.